Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hope everyone's doing well this morning. What a beautiful day the Lord's given us. So good to see y'all. I don't know about y'all, but we had a powerful Sunday school class this morning. Hope you're involved in Sunday school. This is just an opportunity to bring it up to everybody. And as we get ready to go, we just want to keep in prayer all those situations that are going forth in the world today, all those prayer requests, all those needs. If you would just stand, and we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. If you have a prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. God knows. Yes, He does. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise Your holy name. Lord, we thank You for Your many blessings, dear Lord. We thank You for Your love, Your mercy, and Your grace. Dear Lord, as we come to You this morning, dear Lord, we just want to just praise You. Lord, we thank You now again for each and everyone here, those that are watching online. Lord, we thank You for Your holy presence. Dear Lord, as we come together, dear Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord, ready to receive Your word, dear Lord, ready to worship and praise You. Lord, as we gather together too, dear Lord, we just want to bring You each and every prayer request and each and every need. Lord, we know that You're already aware of each and every situation, but Lord, by faith, we're speaking it to You, dear Lord, whether it be through the raising of our hand or those special prayer requests that's come forth. Lord, we're asking You to heal, to mend, be with those that are sick and shut in, not able to be with us. Lord, those in nursing homes, assisted livings, Lord, those that are in the hospital. Lord, we thank You, dear Lord, for just being in presence with each and every one of us. Lord, as we gather together now, dear Lord, just turn this service over to You. It's already Yours anyway. Dear Lord, we just want to receive, dear Lord, and we want to praise. Lord, we ask You to bless our pastor, Lord, strengthen him, and dear Lord, and his family. Dear Lord, we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says,
amen,
amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God, praise God. I know I hit y'all with the Sunday school almost every week, but as we do this song this morning, it's page 6. I want to know more about my Lord. I want to invite you again. Come to Sunday school with us.
Trials here, I will consider.
Lord. You may be seated if you can. We're going to go right on in and take up our morning offering. As they come forward, I have an announcement here. A Vacation Bible School meeting will be right after this morning. Just come up to this side over here. Mrs. Sister Karen will be meeting with y'all, each and every one. And if you haven't already signed up or you'd like to get involved, this is a perfect chance to get with her this morning. And we're just love the Lord and all His activities going forward. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord to bless our morning offering? Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Comes up, we got two more quick announcements. There will be choir practice today at 5 p.m. and also Banner Brothers will be meeting Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. out in the Children's Church. If any of you guys want to come join us, let me know and I'll give you all the details.
Outside the gate, begging on for those to enter in. Now Peter and John, they came walking, the lame man expecting them. Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, such as I have, I give it unto thee." My little spirit touched him, he left them to his feet. Look what the Lord does.
Sang this song one other time, and I'm nervous about singing it. I don't know why, but I think it's just because the devil's trying to attack my voice this morning. But I'm going to speak the name of Jesus, and y'all worship with us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing.
Jesus.
want to speak the name of Jesus. Think about it. Over every heart and every mind.
Hallelujah.
Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
How do you top that? Ain't God good?
Oh, He's so good, church. A lot of times we don't see it, but He's good. He's good when we're coming in. He's good when we're going out. He's good when I'm standing right here. He's good when I'm at the back of the church. I'm at the front of the church. He's the same God all the way through. And I praise Him for that. I praise Him for being the Lord of my life. Because there's no way I can make it without Him.
Amen.
Y'all, Brother Chris was standing here this morning at Sunday school. And he basically said, do you believe in what you're praying? He was talking about catching fish. But the kids had the faith that when Chris prayed, that they was going to catch fish. Do we have that same faith? Do we have that same believing in what we're going to pray that we're actually believing in? That we're putting all our trust, all our faith in God, and He's going to answer our prayers. Hallelujah. That's where we've got to be, church. We've got to be solely dependent on Him. We're not our own. We're His. We're bought with a price. And hallelujah. Glory to God. I praise Him this morning that He paid the price for me. Because He came looking for me. Even when I wasn't looking for Him, He came looking for me. And y'all worship with me if y'all knew this morning. I'm going to try to sing it. I don't know if I'm going to be able to. But He came looking for me. One night while on life's raging sea, He looked as if I would suffer defeat. As the darkness of night closed off the light, my heart sank with fear. My desperate cries rang out with fright. All I could see was no hope in sight. With faith all but gone, I met the one who came looking for me. He came looking for me. He came looking for me. Well, He made a way when there was no way that I could see. I drifted far, but Jesus was near to rescue my soul and calm all my fears. I'm safe from all harm since I met the one who came looking for me. This is what the devil had planned for me. Y'all listen right here. Old Satan had already picked out my grave. His plan had moved forward to put me away. I drifted so far, would anyone care that I'd soon be lost? I knew my destruction was a matter of time, but Jesus appeared, said, this old boy's mine. Now I'm safe with no harm, for He walked through the storm. He came looking for me. He came looking for me. He came looking for me. Well, He made a way when there was no way that I could see.
the Lord. I'm so glad he found me. Aren't you? Amen. Aren't you glad he came looking for you? Amen. Because I was lost in sin, headed down a wrong road. Amen. But thank the Lord. Because of his goodness and his mercy and his convicting power, he changed my direction. Amen. If you love the Lord this morning, give him praise in the house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have you heard the good news? I said, have you heard the good news? You won't see it on Fox. You won't see it on the other channels. But if you open up the Bible, you'll find out there's good news. Amen? How many would agree with me this morning? I am blood bought. I'm a child of God. Amen. I'm no longer steeped in sin because of what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. I'm going to leave it all behind one of these days. Amen. Looking forward to what the Lord has in store. A place prepared that where he is, we may be also. So good to be in the house of the Lord. Let all of our visitors know how much we love them. Amen. How glad we are that they came to worship the Lord with us this morning. I'm not going to sing. Amen. If you have your Bibles, go with us to the book of St. John. Praise God. In the 11th chapter, verses 7 through 10. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's holy and precious word. In the Bible, according to the disciple St. John, chapter number 11, beginning with verse number 7. Then after that saith he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walketh in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. The man walketh in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. Heavenly Father, how we love you and how we thank you, God, for the opportunity to praise and worship you this morning. God, thank you for the songs this morning. Thank you for the spirit that we feel here today. God, I ask you, Lord, to anoint these lips of clay. Use this vessel, God, speak to us this morning. That you would have us to hear, that we might be submissive and obedient, Lord, to your word and to your will and to your direction. Father, our hope and prayer is this morning, if there's anyone here today that is not ready for that day of judgment, that is not ready to call you their Father, to have that wonderful abode in heaven, I pray that this would be the day that they make that restitution. This would be the day that they come to an altar of repentance and accept you, Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior. Father, humbly ask you to be with us this morning, and we'll give you praise, honor, and glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. You may be seated. If you love Jesus, let him know it this morning. Give him a big old hand clap of praise. He's worthy. Man, he's worthy of all praise. This morning, I want to bring a message entitled, Battling Darkness. Battling Darkness. Does it seem like that we don't get victory over one battle till there's another one on the horizon? Does that happen to anybody? Seem like we get victory and then all of a sudden, here comes something else. Man, it seems like we're constantly fighting, but we're constantly winning as well. Amen. We're going to always be on the winning side because of Jesus. But in this day and hour that we're living in, it seems like this one problem, one situation, one controversy after another. And we know that. In fact, the word of the Lord tells us to be prepared for those days. Darkness, someone who had a lot of time on their hand wrote that 175 times in the Word of God, the word darkness is mentioned. Not a very smart man, but I do perceive that something that is mentioned that many times in the Bible, it would behoove us to study and to pray about this subject matter of darkness. Not only was it mentioned in the Old Testament, but the New Testament as well. Not only was it prophesied by the prophets, but it was talked about by Jesus Christ himself, the Son of God. How many knows the true light has come? In the Old Testament, they were alluding to the light. They were talking about that light that which is to come. In the New Testament, they're talking about the light that has already come. I would suggest to you this morning, if you're stumbling in darkness, you're having a hard time making decisions and living a life that is pleasing unto the Lord, and you're caught up in the things of this world, and you're biting your fingernail, so to speak, about all the controversy and the turmoil that's in the world today, may I suggest to you that you begin to walk in the light, that you begin to pay less and less attention to the darkness of this world. Because I believe that the Savior has come to be that light, amen, to cause us not to stumble in this world of controversy and issues and situations that arise. In John chapter 12, verse 35 and 36, then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have the light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. As we go back to the preceding chapter, Jesus was telling the disciples, there's only so many hours in the day, and I'm only going to be with you for a short time in the physical nature. But I've got to do the things that the Father called me to do, regardless of what they're going to do to me in Judea. But Lord, they're ready to stone you. Let me tell you something. When you stand up for the Word of God, when you stand up for the truth, there are going to be some people out there that want to stone you, if not physically, at least spiritually. How many knows we're living in a day and an hour it can become physical as well? But that's all right. They stoned Stephen. Amen. And guess where Stephen ended up? On the right hand of the Father. Glory to God. Praising him. Worshiping him. Let me tell you something, folks. We can't hide in the shadows and fear what the world thinks about us. It's time for the church to rise up. It's time for the church to let the light of God shine through our lives and be that city that's built on a high hill so that the world may see Jesus Christ in the church. Don't care about them seeing the fancy pews. Don't really care about them seeing the Sunday school curriculum that's for us to study the Word of God by. But church, if they don't see Jesus, we're missing something. I said, if they don't see Jesus in the congregation, if they don't see Jesus in the songs, if they don't see Jesus in the music that's played, if they don't hear about Jesus from behind the pulpit, we better stop and change our priorities, because what we always say, it's not about us, it's all about Him. He's the light. As Brother Tony said, we're just the lighthouse. Lighthouse without the light's not going to give off any light. Man, how many knows it's Jesus that shines through us? But in these 175 times, most of them, if you follow along, is in the form of a warning. And he's familiar with warnings. How many knows that those bars on the railroad track mean something? They don't mean speed around them. He knows that the amber light, the one in the middle, means something. Somebody said, that means speed up. It's about to turn red. We cannot avoid the warnings that are in the Word of God. Regardless of popular opinion, regardless of left or right, regardless of what the majority may think, the Word of God is what we got to adhere to, is what we got to live by, and what we have to obey. Amen? The Word of God is so vital, so important, and I'm afraid so many times it's kind of just brushed aside, and we live by popular opinion about what somebody else said or what this one said. We better obey the Word of God. So in these 175 times, and I did not research every one, I'm taking somebody's word for it that had a lot of time on their hands to say that there was 175 times that the word danger is mentioned, or darkness rather, is mentioned in the Bible. But evidently God wants us to know about the darkness. I do find that there are several types or kinds of darkness. There's what we know as the natural darkness, that is void of light. When there's no light to be seen, there is a natural darkness. I find in reading that there is a physical darkness too. Some have even studied to say that even in a room full of light, some people feel completely in the dark. I cannot imagine the terrible feeling that would be. Always have this cloud hanging over you, or this aura of being in the dark about everything. It would cause, I think, someone to become very introverted and kind of pull back in their own ways and maybe not want to get out too much or be involved with too many things. And I would see that bondage, and I would see that in somebody needs to be delivered. Because I don't believe the God that I serve wants us to live somewhere hid in a corner somewhere, afraid of everything, because I know that the Lord is love, God is love, and perfect love will cast out that fear. And if anybody's having those situations today, let me point you to the light. Not that light right there, but to Jesus Christ, and let Jesus touch you and deliver you from that physical darkness of bondage. I found out that there is an emotional darkness. I find and read that people are battling this emotional darkness even as we sit in church today, glorifying and praising God. There's people who live in constant dread, constant fear, constant situations that would cause them almost to be physically sick because of the darkness that is in their emotions. Several reasons would cause that, and I'm not a doctor nor a psychologist or psychiatrist. I'm just a messenger. You know, many years ago, when the Lord called me to preach, I looked up the word minister. It means one who attends to the needs of others. He called me to be a servant. Amen. Thank God. All he wants me to do is serve to you the Word of God, serve to you the plan of salvation, give you encouragement through the Word of God. I am nothing. He is everything. His Word is the most important thing that can go out of a service. Amen. We find that people are fighting emotional darkness and distress. And then there's one that's very real that in one time was not spoken about so very much as it is today. There's been a lot of direction, a lot of instruction, a lot of help to try to guide these people with these situations to someone that can help them. And I'm talking about mental darkness, psychotic darkness, delusional darkness, believing things that are not real. Seeing things that are not really there. I can't imagine the torment. Can't imagine the fear, the anxiety that would cause. But it's real. And people are trying to help people with different situations, medicines and therapy sessions and this and that and the other. And even today as we sit here, free to worship, for you to worship and praise the Lord and to serve Him. There's people that are fighting right now this type of anxiety and this type of mental and psychotic and delusional darkness. And then one that we are very familiar with as we are Christians and try to live a holy and righteous life before the Lord, and we see what's transpiring in the world today, and we have been warned from Sunday school days all the way to the present time that there is an evil darkness in the world. A perverse darkness, if you would. Even so much as to believe a lie and be damned kind of darkness that is in the world. And then finally, we know that we're dealing with spiritual darkness. Let me tell you something, folks. The little things that are in the world today that seem so innocent, but yet the subject matter is delving into the unknown or the witchcraft or the fortune-telling situations. Let me tell you something. Satan loves to get a hold of that. Come on, he loves to get a hold of that, and he loves to press that into your mind. And there's people today who will believe more what their horoscope says than what the Bible says. You know it's true. There's people that'll look at it every day. There's people that'll look at the stars. There are people that'll look at all of these different situations trying to find peace, trying to find prosperity in their life when they need to be searching the Scriptures and they're looking for the true light, the light of Jesus Christ. But I got good news for you, as I said. I know a Savior that can break the bondage of every single one of those issues of darkness. Maybe none of them apply to you. Thank God that they don't. Man, so many times we just want to thank God just after He's healed us or after He's delivered us. I want to thank God that sometimes I don't have to be healed. I thank God that sometimes I'm feeling good. Hey, if I can go to Him when I'm sick, I ought to be able to go to Him when I'm feeling good too. Lord, I'm not asking for anything. I'm just praising You because You let me get up today. You filled me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You got my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You're going to take me to heaven one of these days. I just want to praise You. I just want to thank You. I just want to glorify You. Nothing wrong with telling the Lord that. But the good news is, there's not a single thing that I mentioned this morning that the power of the Lord cannot break. And if you're here, not plagued with any of those, quite possibly, you know someone who is. Maybe as I was reading those different characteristics, in your mind, a person's name came up. Maybe a relative, maybe a loved one. Maybe a friend. Maybe someone you work with. They're out there, folks. There's some people living in total darkness. And they don't have to. I said they don't have to. There's people so burdened down about their life, about what they've done in their life, the sins that they have committed. Let me tell you something amazing about God's grace. Whether you've only committed one sin or 1,000, that same blood, hallelujah, that precious blood of Jesus Christ that He shed, it won't only cover that one, but it'll also cover that 1,000. Amen. Glory to God. That's the reason I'm so happy today. That's the reason I'm so thankful, because I had more than one in my life. I was sin stained. I was in a pit. Amen. But He reached down in that muddy pit and He lifted me up. Come on, somebody. And He placed my feet on a solid rock and He didn't leave me. He established my goings. I'm still following after Him. I'm addicted to Him. I can't go a day without Him. I need Him every day of my life. But I find that Jesus will never leave me. He'll never leave me or forsake you. He's the light of the world. And he wants to shine in your life. He wants to shine in your life. But I want to tell you something about the spiritual darkness. The Bible alludes to that. In Ephesians 6 and 12. For we wrestle. Don't ever misquote that and say, for we wrestle not. People want to leave it there. Lord, I don't want to wrestle. I don't want controversy in my life. I'll tell you something about controversy. As long as you live a Holy Ghost filled life, you're going to have controversy. Not from God. Hopefully not from the church. Our brothers or sisters. But you know there's an adversary who's out to get you. There's an adversary who despises you because you've made a spiritual stance for God and he's coming against you with everything that he has. There's going to be controversy in your life. But how many knows greater is he that is within me than he that comes against me? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Recently said, sometimes we get mad at the wrong thing. We get mad at people when we ought to get mad at the adversary. Against principalities. Ooh, Lord. I need sanctification on that one. I may be the only one confess this, but sometimes I get so upset at principalities. Whew. I get so upset at some of the decisions they make, some of the things that they do, some of the things that they say. You know, and I'm not a judge, but I see them and their mouth moving, and I say, honey, they're lying. And just being a human being, I said, God, do you know they're lying? Son, I know everything. Judgment is coming. Glory to God. Amen. I mean, those liars need to be forgiven too. But against principalities, against powers, I want you to pay attention, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. This world. There's rulers of darkness in the present day that you and I are living in. We have to beware. We have to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord. We have to have the power of discernment. Every day I pray for discernment. Lord, help me to know what is right. Help me to know what is good. Help me to know what is righteous, Lord. And not only to know it, but to follow in your statutes and precepts. What thus saith the word of God. And against spiritual wickedness in high places. I want to share something with you that I've, and you maybe already know it. That's quite all right. Sometimes I'm so excited about finding out, and I tell some people, well, I knew that. My 10-year-old grandson does that to me a lot. I'm thinking, I got something really immaculate to tell him. I knew that, Papa. Sometimes he'll tell me things, and I'll say, wow, I didn't know that. It's amazing what these young kids know. But as I was praying and seeking in the word of the Lord this week, and darkness just kept coming to me. So many types of darkness. And I don't know if it was the Lord revealed it to me or just a thought, but I began to think about darkness and the effects that darkness has. Now get with me just a little bit here. And I realized something. And I know this because of spending time out in the woods. You know that I love to hunt and I love to be out there where the animals are. And I love to stay till I can't see my hand in front of me. Because I'm thinking that the biggest buck in the world is going to come right up to me in pitch dark and say, I'm here, buddy. And it hasn't happened yet. But I've learned one thing. As the dusk begins to settle over the field, there's a haze. And all of a sudden you're squinting, you're looking through your binoculars, and you're trying to aim. every little shadow, every little bush looks like a deer, and then all of a sudden you just can't see anything but just blurred. But if you'll sit there about 15 or 20 minutes, your eyes get adjusted to it a little bit, you begin to see better. God kind of brought that to my attention. The longer one is in darkness, the more his eyes become adjusted to it. You see, we're preaching that you don't need to be in darkness, and there's people out there that don't even see it as darkness. They've been in it so long. It's just an ordinary, normal thing for them. They don't see any harm in it. They don't see any sin in it. They don't see any reason that preachers ought to preach against it, because they've been living in darkness so long that they don't even realize that it's darkness. I pray, Lord, send revival and break the chains that have them bound. Open up the blinded eyes so that they might see the sin, the evil, the perverseness that they are immersed in and don't even realize it. The longer, the darker it gets, the more adjusted they are. The attitude comes out, don't you tell me what I can do. I've even heard, I wouldn't care if you showed it to me in the Bible. What? I'm not wanting you to believe me. That's what I'm wanting you to believe. And that's what scares me. When the darkness becomes so... And Isaiah chapter 60 verse 2 alludes to a gross darkness, not only on the land, but also on the people. I'll tell you what else I realized. Not only the longer one stays in darkness, the more his eyes get adjusted to it. But you know what happens after a long, long, extended period living and operating in darkness? Brother David, when that light is turned on, it hurts them. I know if it hurts me at 6:30 in the morning, it's got to hurt them. It's been living and operating in darkness. And that's the reason they repel the word of God. That's the reason they don't want to hear about the plan of salvation. That's the reason they don't want you to point them to the light of the world, which is Jesus Christ. Because when you point it out to a dark and perverse world, it hurts them. It pricks their heart. It challenges their way of life. Oh, but if they need anything, they need the amazing grace. They need the tender love and the forgiveness of a loving Savior. Amen. Have I got a witness this morning who can't get along without Jesus Christ? Who's so thankful that He loved you and He spared your life and He brought you out of that darkness into His marvelous light? But I realized it's a constant battle. We're not really battling each other, folks. And I know a lot of people got that mindset today. The news media this week would let us think, you know what? It just makes me mad. It upsets me. But we're not battling each other. We're battling darkness. There's darkness in the world. It caused people to accept some of the things that are transpiring in the world today. Some people just call it, well, it's not like it used to be. Let me tell you something, it is like it used to be, the plan of salvation. It ain't changed a bit. You can't add to it and you can't take away from it. Amen. You still got to be born again. You still got to confess. You still got to have a broken and contrite spirit. You got to not only say, Lord, I'm sorry, you got to mean I'm sorry. And ask Jesus Christ for forgiveness. And ask Him to fill this vessel with that glorious light. But this gross darkness that Isaiah was prophesying, I believe we're in it. I believe it's here. There's some terrible things. I don't have to tell you the current events. There's some terrible things transpiring in the world right now. evil things, perverse things, things that people just take for granted. But that's not what the Word of God tells us to allow. We need to pray that revival hits this land like it never has. And it can. I said it can. God can do more in 1 minute than man can do in a lifetime. The church needs to pray, Lord, send a revival. A stirring revival. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 6. Maybe you've got it marked. I can't seem to find it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6.
For God,
who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Can I get a witness? For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. I believe that's the only true light that we can have. I believe that we could be the very best person that we could strive to be, and a good citizen, good father, good mother, all of that. And that's well and that's good. Bible talks about good works, but if we don't have the light, the Spirit of God in our life, then we're still in darkness. And God forbid that we've been in it so long that we've gotten used to it, that we're beginning to see a little better. Some folks think they don't need Jesus, and they say that by the very breath of God that is on loan to them. You ever thought about somebody who declares himself to be an atheist is using God's breath to say that? It never ceases to amaze me. Where do they think all this came from? Man. You know, there was total darkness according to the Word of God. There was nothing formed. God formed it. And He caused the light to shine. Symbolic of the salvation that the Lord God made possible for us by Jesus Christ. Come. I know He only spent a short time on this earth, but there was a reason. As I began the subject this morning of the sermon that He told His disciples, I must go. There's only so many hours in the day. I've got to go do what I've got to do. And this light's not going to be with you always as you know it. But I must go. And He must do those things that the Father called Him to do. And one of those things was to bleed and die on the cross of Calvary. But folks, that's not the end of the story. He was put in a tomb, but He came forth. And He's alive today and well. And He's still seeking those to be saved. Amen. Yeah, we're battling darkness, but we're going to win. Hallelujah. Can I see the hands of those that know that you are a winner with Christ Jesus? Now take your other hand and put it together for Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. No longer in darkness. Praise God. You know what? I'm going to ask the music to come. Y'all remember the song, This Little Light of Mine? Let's don't keep it little, okay? This little light that we're talking about is enormous. Is gigantic a word? It's gigantic. It's magnificent. It's brilliant. And that light that is in us, how many is willing to let it shine? Not only live in the light, operate in the light, but let the light of Jesus shine in your life. If you're willing to do that, stand and sing this song with me. This little light of mine, or this glorious light of mine, whichever you prefer, I'm going to let it shine. Sing when you get ready. Praise God. Amen. Well, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine. Turn to your neighbor. Say, this light is bright. I'm going to let it shine. You know what? It sounds good in the church. It sounds good in the choir. But is it going to shine out there where you work? Well, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
in it, church. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the light. I'm gonna let it shine. You have a need this morning. Why don't you bring it to Jesus? Amen. If you don't feel like maybe you've been a good ambassador, why don't you come and rededicate? Why don't you say, Lord, I'm going to let my light shine. God, I'm not going to worry about the darkness. I'm not going to worry about the controversy. Lord, I know that you're within me. Is there one this morning? Is there one that's battling some type of physical ailment? Some type of sickness? Why don't you come and get victory over it? Because the healer is here. Well, Jesus is the mind. I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus is the light. I'm gonna let it shine.
Jenny, pray. There's a very close friend of hers who's lying in the hospital right now. And I believe the doctors have said no hope, no chance. But 1 Corinthians 2 and 5 says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God.
Amen.
Doctors have misdiagnosed before. They've been wrong. Actually, they've been right, and Jesus stepped in. Yes. So she wants the entire church to pray. We're going to anoint this prayer cloth. She's going to take it and pin it on him. His name is Wesley McClendon. Would you help me pray?
Father, in the name of Jesus,
there's a miracle.
Thank you. Thank you.
Praise. Come on, glory to God. That light has shined in this place today.
Glory. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name. Hallelujah.
course, of course.
The Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for such a powerful message, for your word, dear Lord, for all that was a part of his service this morning, dear Lord. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And he deserves all the glory and all the decisions that's going to follow with each date. Amen. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Today? I couldn't remember. Today. Absolutely. Keep Sister Lister, Lisa, and the Jenkins family in your prayers. And Brother Mike, we just love them and just love their family. Brother Marks? Oh, that's right. Right. Praise God. And for those that have lost loved ones, you know, only the peace of God can come upon us to give us that comfort in these times of loss and sorrow. Praise God. Well, we're going to have a prayer dismissal. I know some of the people's already left, but I want to mention one other thing. You know, I haven't mentioned it lately from up here, but our Overcomers Outreach. And it's not just the meetings here. It's the way that ministry is expanding. And I want to thank those involved. I know there's behind-the-scene meetings. There are people being saved. There's people being shown the light. And we're going to continue to pray that that ministry just continues to grow and blesses them, gives them the strength to move forward, and also for all those they come in contact with, will see that light in that vessels. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you for this day. We praise you for this powerful service. Lord, as we prepare to depart, dear Lord, we ask you to keep us safe, bring us back at our appointed time. But dear Lord, we thank you again for your word. And dear Lord, for each and every one of us, dear Lord, we just love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. See y'all tonight. Choir practice at 5, Band of Brothers 2.